This is Bill Felker with Poor Will's Almanac for the third week of early winter, the third week of the sparrow flocking moon and the transition time to the sun in Capricorn. And today is the winter solstice. Well, it actually occurred at 11:48 last night where I live. And so I know from astronomers the exact minute that the sun stood still and then began to move again towards summer. Only the astronomers can actually see and measure that shift, of course, and I trust them to tell the truth. I take it on faith that the sun really will rise higher a little each day until daffodils flower and the green leaves spread across the trees. Besides that, I've got plenty of experience in such matters because I'm old. I know what always happens to winter. Still, the tradition that I grew up with retains echoes of a very ancient human fear. A fear that perhaps things won't always be the way they always have been. And that tradition reflects seasonal fears that mix with more serious fears about mortality. And for whatever reason, I can't really shake that upbringing of mine and my usually well-managed terror of eternal dark. I can't resist the hope of salvation that parallels the return of the sun, a hope probably a million years old and a heritage of the earliest hominids. And so each year at winter solstice, I join in the prehistoric tradition that visions rebirth and spring. I pretend that everything will be all right, because I want it to be, and because underneath my knowledge and my faith in science, I'm afraid, and because I want some great power to turn the tide and bring me to the light. This is Bill Felker with Poor Will's Almanac. I'll be back again next week with notes for the first week of deep winter. In the meantime, be of good cheer. The light really will come back.
Bill Felker contributes to newspapers nationwide, including the Yellow Springs News. Bill resides in Yellow Springs. Poor Will's Almanac is also available as a podcast at wyso.org.